Philip Semper Pierre, but that's these origin character. Today's date is 02/12/2024. Dictation is for Miss Tammy Ellis. Ellis spells E-L-L-I-S. Tammy spells T-A-M-M-I. Date of birth is 11/12/1959. This is a 64-year-old female here for a routine follow-up here. Next paragraph. Miss Ellis has a history of tobacco use disorder, hypertension, diabetes, insulin dependent, chronic pain, neuropathy, anxiety / insomnia. Is here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. She states since the last visit she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has C complaints of coughing, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. She denies chills, myalgia, denies travel history, says her cough is non-productive. Notice her cough more after she smokes, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented and in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 93% at room air, blood pressure is 165/71, pulse 88, respiration 18, temperature 97.0, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has some mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcephaly, papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. She has a range of motion with no discomfort, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is tobacco use disorder. Number 2, cough / COPD. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, insomnia. And number 6, insulin-dependent diabetes. Number 7, gabapentin, period. Next paragraph. Today we did the following lab: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. TSH, T3, T4, vitamin D. A chest x-ray was done because of patient's cough and wheezing. Chest x-ray revealed poor inspiratory effort. AP ratio is enlarged, suspicious for COPD. There is some opacity in the left lower and right lower lobes. Opacity is small. Cardiac silhouette is normal. I will do a CT scan of patient's chest without contrast for further evaluation of her lungs, period. Patient has a nebulizer machine at home. She was given she's out of medication. She was given prescription for albuterol 2.5/3 mL. She will take 3 mL with her home nebulizer TIDPRN for cough, shortness of breath, or wheezing, period. She was advised to schedule that CT scan of her chest as soon as possible and to return with the results, period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done to assess patient's kidneys, liver, peripheral vasculature because of her risk factor being hypertensive, diabetes, tobacco use disorder. Ultrasound were normal in terms of her kidneys, liver, pelvic. However, there's scattered plaque present in her vasculature, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication were refilled as follows: albuterol inhaler, 2.5/3 mL, 3 mL with home neb, TID, PRN. Next medication, metoprolol, 50 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, losartan, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, glimepiride, 4 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Humulin, 100 units. So you take 10 units sub-Q daily for 90 days, number 900 units or one vial. Next medication, insulin syringes, 2 boxes with 10 refills. Next medication, baclofen, 10 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, gabapentin, 400 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 90 days, number 180. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient's ultrasound was discussed. Ultrasound results was discussed with her, and we talk about the need for the CT scan. She said she will make it. She will go and schedule that exam to be done promptly. Period. End of dictation.